This is a different pad, of course, from the one. It's in a different area, too. It is further to the east and right on the edge of the planet. As compared to the Saturn pad, which Saturn went from yesterday to launch Pegasus. It's right on the edge of the Atlantic in what was called Missile Row. The northwestern corner of the Cape now is getting so developed, it's building up into such a tremendous space complex that it's pretty hard to recognize things down here, even if you've driven it a few hundred times as we have. We are into, I believe, final minute of count, T-minus 60.
T-minus 30 seconds. Everything is go, we're ready to go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Hold, 2, 1, lift off.
Not quite up there yet. Excuse me, I use the word space a little too liberally.
We have GE Bear Stirrer. Remember that last statement, we do not have steering yet, we just acquired. We'll confirm the steering when we get it.
These systems are being checked out, and everything so far is programming perfectly. This is our long-range television camera again, tracking that missile up towards space. Blockhouse watching the telemetry readouts from the Atlas. There's the radar reading it and tracking it. A long-range camera again.
T plus 2 minutes.
We're getting near the peak of Atlas's full power, but not necessarily its full flight.
We're coming up on the peak very shortly.
There goes separation. In space, that shot is in space. It's about 55 miles up.
Pico, we do have Pico. Booster engine cutoff.
What you see is a white dot.
Jettison booster, okay. GE steering in again.
We cannot track today with the naked eye, but yesterday we could track Saturn, and what you saw as a white dot was just a great big orange flame moving through the sky. Today we can't see that with the naked eye.
We are now at... T plus 3 minutes, going well.
Going well, the Blockhouse reports. They're seeing the same picture you're seeing and reading, of course, the radio data from the Agena now. Gina will have to fire again, of course, but not until Ranger's in a parking orbit. That's a considerable way downrange. This tracking today is fantastic. That BU scope is a huge long-range television camera which down 14 miles south of here, south of the Cape, down at the Air Force Base. And it tracks the missile with radar, keeps the camera locked on the missile by radar. There's not a thing to see out on the edge of the Cape there today, this morning. It took quite a while to clear up the steam and debris from Saturn, but Atlas, the wind is much stronger today, and the Atlas steam has just drifted away quickly. We're T plus 4 minutes in the flight, and I've lost my place in my flight plan, but I know we've got to go at least 12 minutes before we're able to establish whether Ranger is on corrected course for the moon, and it'll be corrected again early tomorrow morning in space. We have to first find out whether it hits that bullseye over Africa, which is that 10-mile diameter tunnel to the moon, the first group turn, really. The radars are beginning to turn here, and as they turn, they tell us, as the vehicle moves out across the Atlantic, they tell us as it begins to curve down toward the African shoulder. They have not curved that much yet. Sustainer engine is cut off. That means Ranger's up in an orbital position.
We have jettisoned the fairings on the Gina.
Did that say he was correcting the steering? I can't hear that against the wind. Correcting the steering on the Agena. Agena has automatic steering vanes within its power system. As the rocket power comes out of the nozzle, there are vanes in there that move it and direct it. I believe they just got a data readout saying that the vanes had corrected the steering. This is by automatic gyropilots. A little later, read it in the wind, I'm sorry. I don't know whether you can hear it more clearly than I can.
We're now at T plus 6 minutes into the Mariner 2 mission. Going well. Flight course continued all along.
You could tell how everything's going well by the appearance of the group in the blockhouse. They're sitting there reading their dials and data, and no one looks particularly alerted to anything.
We do have first burn ignition on the Agena.
First burn ignition, that's the beginning of correction. Course correction. Be very short.
T plus 8 minutes and 34 seconds. We are now at T plus 6 minutes and 42 seconds.
We are 6 minutes and 50 seconds, 7 minutes in the mission coming up. We've had the first confirmation of Agena's course corrections using its power system and its vanes within the nozzle of the rocket to correct Ranger onto a course for that 10-mile wide bullseye over Africa, which should put it on course to the moon. We'll have more word on that in about another 3 or 4 minutes from the blockhouse. For the moment, this is Merrill Muller, NBC News at Cape Kennedy. Now back.